Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, be sure you feed songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Well, we'll start with the Four Tops, then Rare Earth, Diana Ross, Glass Nine the Pips, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and Val Young. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from the Four Tops is the same old song right here on Motown.
Turn around. Tom Fallon.
Diana Ross and Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and her version of that song reached number 7 in 1981. Frankie Lymon had a hit with it way back in 1956, and his version reached number 6. Before that, Rare Earth and Born to Wander, number 17 in 1970. And we start with the Four Tops at the same old song, reaching number 5 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and a song from Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Nitty Gritty, from 1969. Well, The Nitty Gritty was originally recorded in 1963, and it was written by Lincoln Chase and recorded by Shirley Ellis. Shirley's version of the song reached number 8 in early 1964. Gladys Knight and the Pips' version of the song reached number 19 in mid-1969, and it reached number 2 on the Soul's chart. There's also a version by Diana Ross and the Supremes. It wasn't released as a 45, but it was finally released in 2001. Well, here is The Nitty Gritty, Gladys Knight and the Pips, yeah. Right here on Motown.
Now, 1, 2, 4, 4, nitty gritty now.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Val Young with If You Should Ever Be Lonely, and I reached number one in the dance and disco charts and number three in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1985. Before that, Junior Walker on the All Stars with Holly Holy, and I reached number 75 in 1970. Neil Diamond had a much bigger hit with it, reaching number six in 1969. And we started with Last Night in the Pips and the Nitty Gritty, number 19 from 1969. Well, this hour, we featured some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.